The weather definitely has a cooler feel today. After the unusually warm November weather, it's feeling like weather that we expect this time of year across eastern New York and western New England. Many areas have had a nice afternoon with a blend of sunshine and high clouds, though in areas to the south and southeast of Albany, it has been damp, at least in some spots, with a rather stubborn band of rain setting up with even a few downpours in the mix. As we move into tonight, we will see a period of partly cloudy to mostly clear skies through much of our area, though clouds will likely linger in areas to the south and southeast of Albany. It is going to be a cold night, though it'll be pretty close to average for this time of year, so we'll call it seasonably cold, with lows reaching the upper 20s and low and mid-30s across our area. And then during the day tomorrow, another little bundle of moisture will lift into our area, so we'll see clouds and maybe some sun. It looks like areas across the far north have the best chance to see some sun tomorrow, and we're also going to have the chance for some showers. There are some questions about how far to the north those showers actually will make it, so the rain chances will be highest tomorrow in areas south and southeast of the capital region, but even in Albany and in portions of, say, southern Vermont, there's the chance for some showers, so have your umbrella if you are going to be out. And it's going to be a chilly day. That part is quite certain. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 40s. Right now, the weekend is looking okay. Saturday will be chilly and breezy. We'll see clouds and sun and maybe a few scattered snow showers, though that shouldn't be a big deal. Sunday looks to be a warmer day, but we're also going to have the chance for some showers, especially during the afternoon. So that will be the trade-off for the warmer air. In the tropics today, Eta tracked across Florida and now is emerging off the coast, basically near the Florida-Georgia border. That storm will move out into the water and move well south of Long Island. Tropical Storm Theta is in the eastern Atlantic. There's also an area of thunderstorms that's in the western Caribbean Sea that has the likelihood of potential development in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, a low of 26 to 34. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, a low of 26 to 34. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy and chilly, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely and highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, seasonably cold, a low of 28 to 34. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, some scattered snow showers, breezy and seasonably cool with highs in the 40s, and on Sunday, increasing clouds with an increasing chance of rain, breezy and warmer with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.